So Proteas coach Shukri Conrad has named a 15-man squad for the World Test Championship final against Australia at Lord's from the 11th to the 15th of June. The squad will assemble in England on the 31st of May, where they'll play a four-day warm-up fixture against Zimbabwe. Let's have a look at that squad. Captain Themba Bavuma, David Beddingham, Corbin Bosch, Tony Dzorzi, Marco Janssen, Keshav Maharaj, Aidan Markram, Vian Mulder, Sunir Mutasami, Lungi Ngidi, Dane Patterson, Kagiso Rabada, Ryan Rickleton, Tristan Stubbs, Kyle Verena. Very settled squad there for that final. Captain Themba Bavuma says that this match is a chance for them to put into play the things that they've learned from previous knockout matches at ICC events.
With our experiences of being in knockout games, we want to learn from that. We want to understand where it is that we've kind of faltered. I think the beauty of it is that we're getting ourselves into these positions, which I think shows that we're playing good cricket. You know, I guess now it's about if there is a need, understanding what is it that we need to kind of get over the line. If not, then we continue doing how we've been doing things.
It is a first trip to the World Test Championship final for the Proteas. Going to be a massive game. In some golf news now, the second major of the year gets underway this week at Quail Hollow. The PGA Championship is the second major and will start on Thursday. Rory McIlroy won the Masters a couple of weeks ago and completed the career Grand Slam. So now that means that the focus has shifted to Jordan Spieth. Spieth needs to win the PGA Championship in order to complete his career Grand Slam. And the American says that McIlroy has given him some hope.
You know, I guess if I could pick one, if I could only win one tournament the rest of my life, I'd pick this one for that reason. And obviously watching Rory win after, you know, giving it a try for a number of years was inspiring. Something like that has not been done by many people, and there's a reason why. But I'd love to throw my hat in the ring and give it a chance come the weekend this week.
We're going to finish with some tennis from the Italian Open. Carlos Alcaraz into the quarterfinals. He needed three sets to beat Karen Khachanov, who will now play Jack Draper in the last eight. Jasmine Paolini is up against Diana Schneider. Looking at that one, and Paolini's just won that one by 6-7, 7-4, 6-2. Peyton Stearns will take on Elena Svitolina a bit later in the women's draw. Lorenzo Musetti up against Daniel Medvedev at the moment. 7-5 to Musetti in the first, and he is 5-5 up, serving for the match in that second set. Later, Jannik Sinner, the number one seed, takes on Francesco Cerundolo. Alexander Zverev, the defending champion, is also in action. That's all from me for now. For the East Coast Radio Sport Team, I'm Nick Tatham.